Bless them, Lord.
Amen.
have so long.
Y'all pray for me. I'm been a little bit under the weather this week, but this is for all the mothers out there. It's a beautiful song.
Song about mothers, amen.
Yeah,
I tell you what, somebody said they got a face only a mother can love. That's probably true in my case. I only had one child in my family. My parents seen me and said, "That's enough, amen." You know, my mother loved me. I remember those childhood memories, but I remember trying to outrun my mother, Patrick. She could run like a deer. I mean, it's almost funny. I thought, where'd she go? And then another time I asked her if I could bring my bicycle in the house. I washed it. It's just an old junk bicycle, Brother Eric. But I washed it, had it all cleaned up, and I had it sitting on the front porch with the front porch light on. She said, "No, you can't bring it in." And I got up the next morning, and Miranda, my bicycle was upside down, and the front wheel and the back wheel had been removed off of it. And I started crying. Mama bought me a new bicycle, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for mama, amen. Because she felt bad about not letting me bring it in the house. I had it clean. I mean, it was clean. But anyway, I miss my mom. I miss being able to call on the phone, and I miss sitting at a dinner table, eating that, woo, God, good meals, tea, Lord. I'd get in and have a glass of mama's tea right now. Some of you got memories about your mother. Let me say to all of you, happy Mother's Day, that applies to. We've come down to a sad day, and I'm preaching about that a little bit here in a minute. We've come down to a sad day where they're trying to lose gender. Where you can't tell whether someone's a man or a woman. They're bisexual, zero, binary, whatever. Hey, I'm glad, praise God. I filled out an application one time. They had a job fair down at Dana back then. I think it was called Eaton Axel. And anyway, back they had a job fair, had a big trailer sitting out front there, and I pulled in there. Brother Eric, I went and got me one of them job applications. And the very first question on this job application, it said this: which sex best describes you? I'm a man now. I think that person is a little over the line about that. Why? I put the biggest M-A-L in there you could put in there. And the second question on this job application, fellas, it said, are you married or do you have a significant other? I mean, I got a little mad here. I put on there as big as I could, married. I went over and asked that woman, I said, what's this got to do with my job? She said, it's just, it's nothing important. We're just trying to see, what we got here as far as resumes and everything. They didn't ask me what I could do. They didn't ask me what my background, my skills. They wanted to know which sex best described me. Man, this was a long time ago. Norma, this was probably somewhere around 25 years ago. And I wanted to know if I was married or had a significant other. I thought, good God, what kind of question on a job application? Man, we was in trouble back then. I just didn't know it. But thank God for mothers, amen. Right. Amen. We got a couple of prayer requests here that we want to mention. Simon Sanders, and we want to mention Ricky. I'll get it right here in a minute. Kay, Paul, Mark's wife. Kay called me Rita's brother, Ricky. He's in the hospital, real bad diabetic. And according to her, he got some other problems. And it's Rita's brother. And he's in the hospital in a bad way. They said he's incoherent. He don't even know much of anything. But we want to ask the Lord to bless. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful day you've given us. Thank you, Father, for this great crowd that's before us. Those who are listening, Father, by way of the live stream and by way of the internet. Lord, we come to you, Lord, asking your blessing upon Simon Sanders, asking your blessing upon Ricky, Rita's brother. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Tim Wilson and his son Brian, or Bryson, that was just here, Lord, they had to leave. We thank you, Lord, for them coming. Lord, we pray you bless, Lord, this service today. And help us, Lord, dear Father God, today to be a blessing. Thank you for the good revival. Thank you, Father, for all you've already done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we ask your blessings. Amen. Amen. I want to pray. That's one thing you can do. Amen. Won't cost you nothing to pray. Amen. We'll take our text this morning out of Genesis chapter 2. And while you're turning there, let me say I want to thank the Lord for the good revival that we had. We had 35 here every night. And one night we had 35 or more. One night we had 45 people here. We're talking about that was our first revival, and I praise God for not only the revival, but for the results of the revival. It was really good. It was good preaching. It was good singing. It was good all the way around. Good presence of the Lord. Amen. We praise God for that revival. I hope if we have another and it goes as good as that one does. Amen. That one went without incident, and we praise God for that. Don't forget, our service tonight will start at 5. We changed it last Sunday due to the evangelist didn't want to throw him a curveball. So we made all the revival services start at 6. But tonight our evening service will start at 5. We're going to read about 5 verses here. Genesis chapter 2. We'll start here in verse number 20. It says, and Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. Before Adam, there was not found a help meant for him. Now you go look up there in verse 18, and the Lord said, it's not good for the man that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meant for him. And if you'll notice down here in verse 20, there was not found a help meant for him. Verse 21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. You want to know how men learn how to do anesthesiology? Well, God was the first one. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs. You want to know who figured out how to do surgery? Man figured it out from God.
Yes.
You want to know figured out how to do resuscitation? God breathed in the nostrils of Adam the breath of life. Verse 7 of Genesis chapter 2, and man became a living soul. That's how they figured out how to do CPR and resuscitation and all that. But we're talking about surgery right here. He took out one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. They still do it today.
Yeah.
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man. It wasn't no Big Bang Theory. The rib.
That's right.
He made a woman.
Amen.
Brought her, getting the pronouns right, unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.
Yes.
Because she was taken out of man. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the first mention of mother in this next verse right here. Now, I want you to know when we mention mother in this verse, motherhood has not been yet.
No.
God is speaking here. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and all these pronouns are right, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And we want to preach today, a Mother's Day message from these verses that we've read right here. But this is a good message, not just for Mother's Day. It's good for all of us to remember just how we got here. Amen.
Right.
Well, we thank you, Father, for the Word of God. Lord, for the great truths and the great treasures, Lord, that it holds. Lord, help us today, Father, pull up your table. Lord, to sup with you and dine with you. Lord, to be able to receive, Lord, the great, not only truths and treasures, but Lord, to be able to receive, Lord, the blessing of God. Lord, just help us, God, today. Lord, we might draw nigh to you and you might draw nigh to us. We thank you, Lord, for whatever you do. We thank you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for there ever was a mother, God mentioned motherhood right there in verse 24.
Yeah.
Let me say this, you didn't get into this world without a mother.
That's right.
And not only that, the first mother got into this world by God Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
God made the first mother.
That's right.
And Adam called his wife Eve, and the Bible said she was the mother of all living. That's black, that's white, that's red, that's yellow. I'm telling you, trace your roots all the way back to Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Bone of my bone, Adam said. He wasn't racist.
That's right.
All I know is she might have been black.
Yeah.
He might have been white. I don't know. I mean, we're so carnal. We look so restrained, that swallow camels. We look so much on the outside, we miss the beauty on the inside. Amen.
Amen.
But your color doesn't matter to God. He's not no respecter of persons.
No, that's right.
But we're taught, you know, to stink on certain things. Don't go around them. They stink. They're poor. Or, you know, they're stuck up. Or they're full of themselves. Whatever. We're taught a lot of things that don't necessarily end up being the truth or being right. But learn this right here. God made the first mother. And from that first mother, we all proceeded from.
That's right.
I know we want to be segregationists. You know, we want to separate ourselves. And we want to be a elite, or we want to be a certain kind, whatever. I'll just tell you right now, the book of Acts chapter 17, I told you about God made of one, Romans verse 20, God made of one blood all nations of men and their bounds and habitations therefore appointed. I want you to know God made the first man of the dust of the ground. Right. He breathed in his nostrils right. the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And from that man, he made a woman, and from them two, we all came forth.
Amen. That's right. Yeah.
Well, let's tell you, buddy, they made a mess down here.
Amen.
God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. You see, it takes a man and a woman, a male and a female, to be fruitful.
Yes, that's right.
It wasn't Adam and Steve. It wasn't Adam and Eve.
No, that's right.
It was Adam
and Eve.
And Eve. Male and female made he them. And then Bonnie told them they could be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, you can't be fruitful without God, but you can't be fruitful without a male and a female. Amen.
Amen.
Her name was woman, verse 23. And it takes a woman to be a mother. Amen.
Right.
Now, we've come down today. There's a lot of stuff, buddy, going on. We're going to preach a little bit about it. But Eve was the first mother, and she was the mother of all living, Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. And when his wife, that woman, conceived, you know what she said when she gave birth? Genesis 4, 1, she said, "I have gotten a man from the Lord."
Yeah.
She didn't say from Walmart.
No.
She said, "I got a man from the Lord." She's lining up with Jesus with Psalms 127, verse 3. Sarah's back there laughing. She's lining up with Psalms 127, verse 3. Lo, children are heritage from the Lord.
Yeah,
I'm happy to say, blessed is that man that is quiver full of them. I wish to know what to do with children, Bonnie. They put them to work.
That's right.
Man, they're still hanging up clothes.
Yeah.
They don't give them an iPhone.
Uh-uh.
They don't give them a mouse and a computer, video games, and remote control. They say, get up there hanging clothes. And them little boys out there trying to hold their pants up, pushing a push mower. I wish to know what to do with children. It's us that's crazy.
That's right.
It's us that's lost sight of the blessing of these children. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, you never got a single child that God didn't give.
That's right.
Now, we've come down to a sad day. When I say sad day, we got a Supreme Court decision right now. Shouldn't even be a Supreme Court decision.
Right.
There shouldn't even be a controversy. But we're murdering children.
Yes, we are.
Did we notice in that verse? Lo, children are heritage from the Lord.
Yeah, right.
He goes on to say the fruit of the womb is His blessing. I'm telling you, buddy, you know, we're doing something wrong, and somehow or another we don't see nothing wrong with it. I'm telling you, there's something wrong. We're sick.
Yeah.
I want to look this up here because I want to read it right. I just about half quoted that verse. Psalms 127. Verse 3, lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is that man has his quiver full of them. I'm telling you, buddy, the Amish, like I said, they know what to do with children.
Yeah, that's right.
But they teach them right. You know, they won't even let them learn English till they get so old. I wish to God we could do that. I don't know nothing but English, but you know they know how to speak German and English.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But they're protecting their children, Norma. They're trying to keep their children's ears from being a turned away from the truths of the Amish way. I admire them in many ways. They're good, honest, hard working people.
Yes,
ain't a thing wrong with that. They pass traits down to the children, Brother Danny. They teach these boys how to build a house. They teach them how to plow ground. They teach them how to plant seed, how to harvest crop, and raise a garden. I'm telling you right now, they teach them right. What are we teaching our kids?
Nothing.
We're teaching them that they come from monkeys. We're teaching them that Big Bang Theory. Hey, there's going to be a Big Bang one day. It's mentioned in 2 Peter chapter 3.
Right.
And you know what? They're going to get their Big Bang, amen.
Yeah, right.
But we're teaching our children, you know, that they can't know what gender they are. No matter what the doctor says, even though he's a licensed physician, got degrees, calling Dr. Fahrenheit, he's not skilled enough to determine what somebody's sex was. Spanked my behind, called me a man, amen. It's on my birth certificate. I still got it. Little old footprint about that long. Yeah. Well, no problem at all. I didn't have no problem knowing I was a man.
No,
I didn't. I was taught what a man was, but I'll tell you, I mowed my yard pretty quick.
Yeah.
I messed up several. I went out there and said, Ben, let me mow. He kind of resisted a little bit. He knew what he was doing. When he turned that handle, that lamp over to me, it was my men on that mower. I realized I've been duped, buddy. I've been about all stayed in the house.
That's right.
Oh, my mama taught me how to clean my bedroom. Taught me how to wash behind my ears.
Yeah.
Wash that rust underneath my arms. I'd go in there, splash around a little bit of hair, come out, she grabbed me by the arm, jerked me up. She said, what is that? I said, look, Mama, what? She said, that rust underneath your arm. She said, you either go in and take a bath, or I'm going to come there and give you a bath. I said, I'm gone, Mama. Yeah. She got through that thick head, amen. I'm telling you, thank God for mothers, amen.
Yeah.
She knew how to get through, amen.
That's right.
Boy, I'm telling you, thank God for mothers. And she said, I got a man from the Lord, amen. And she's just identifying with the Word of God. Oh, my, listen, we've come down to a terrible day. What a mother can murder her children, and if that's not bad enough, she can even have a child and decide if it lives or not. That's how. I mean, you know, Jesus talking about the devil. He said in John chapter 8, verse 44, saying he was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth. And he said he's a liar and the father of it. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, them little children, as precious as they are, they're given to us by God to love on, to kiss and to hug, and listen, to put clothes on them and to feed them and take care of them like God does us. Amen.
Yeah.
For some reason, other body, they conveyed the thought that it's a decision. They're in a kind of a strait right now, Eric. They're trying to advocate women's right, but they don't acknowledge a woman.
That's right.
They asked Ketanji Jackson, the Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah.
I hate to mention her name, but I don't know no other way to get around this obstacle that I'm looking at. But they asked her if she could define a woman. And thank God for Marsha Blackburn, senator there. She asked that question, and that liberal activist nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she gave this answer, I can't.
Yeah, she did.
Wow. She's a Supreme Court nominee. Got sworn in, no problem at all. Wasn't like Brett and all. Wasn't like that other Supreme Court nominee of President Trump. Wasn't no war. Wasn't no threats. Wasn't no fight. Just got nominated just like that. A body. She can't even give a definition of what a woman is.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
The Bible says in Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell.
Yes.
And all the nations that forget God, didn't you? See, we got that problem here in America.
Yes,
God raised this nation up.
Right.
He raised it up to evangelize the world. Every missionary come from America.
Amen.
Every great revival took place right here in America.
Yes,
they're taking place in other countries now because the Word of God finally found it over there in them darkened places.
Right.
And it ain't going to be longer. Yes, they're going to be sending missionaries over here. We support missionaries and thank God for missionaries. They're just carrying the message of God over there where we can't reach, but we can support them and we can help them in their effort, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got a bunch of them that I pray for. I thank God this church does support missionaries, amen.
Yes, we do.
But this woman can't define what a woman is. And she's a woman. Am I missing something? I mean, this is an oxymoron. She's a woman, and she can't give a description of what a woman is. I can. It's a mature girl.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a girl that's grown up is a woman.
Amen. That's right.
A boy that grows up is a man. I don't know what they're missing there. It's just simple. I'll tell you what they're missing. They don't want to define what a woman is.
No.
It's going to take me just a little while to get where I'm going here.
But there's an agenda. It's pretty wicked, pretty evil, being promoted in this country. You know, God, He does everything right, puts His blessing on it, and let man come along, mars it all up.
Yeah,
well, this is greater than man. This is the devil doing this marring here. But he hates God, hates God's creation. And somehow he got through the thick head of some of these people that think they know it all down here. And they're calling everything backwards. But you know, I appreciate Senator Marsha Blackburn asking that question, because by doing that, she exposed this liberal activist nominee. The Bible says this, Brother Eric, in Isaiah chapter 32, verse number 8. The Bible says the liberal deviseth liberal things.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
She's a liberal. She knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
She could define what a woman is, but if she did, it would undermine her purpose. You see, the reason our children aren't being taught right is because somehow we gave them our children and said, there they are, help yourself.
Yeah.
They're not just seducing them, like the Marxists said and the homosexual agendists said. They're not just seducing our children in the classrooms, but they're indoctrinating their minds with lies and poison.
Lord.
So where these children don't even know which bathroom to use.
Right. Amen.
You got some kind of man thinks he's a woman, he's competing with woman swimming and blowing him away because his shoulders are wider, his hands are bigger, his legs are longer. I mean, he's superior to the woman, the women that he's competing with, and somehow it's okay. It ain't okay with me.
No.
I'm opposed to it. I don't care if I got to start a brand new sports group called Transsexual Idiots, whatever. But let the women compete against the women. And the men, see, he couldn't win competing against men.
No,
so he had to figure out a way to get in so he could win. He's winning all the trophies now,
right,
Mitchell.
Amen.
The reason he is because it'd be like me arm wrestling a 5-year-old. Come on, buddy, put it up iron. Yeah, being fair with
it.
Yeah, here's a man worked 60-some years, made a living for his family, still got a little strength left in. It wouldn't be fair for me to say, Taylor, come on up here. He'd probably say, I'll tell you what, but I'll give you a round of your money. Well, we'll see about that, buddy. I ain't no pusher, I'm going to tell you that right now. But you see the unfairness of this. But we've come down to that gender neutral day when they don't want to identify as a man or a woman. They want to be left open so they can be anything they want to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my. Oh, Brother Eddie's on thin ice now.
Yes, you are.
I'll tell you what, I like the territory. Amen.
Amen. I do too.
They don't want to break the laws, Brother Eric. They just want to bend them.
That's right.
They just want to bend them a little bit.
Right.
They know if they break the law, we're going to wake up.
Yeah.
Somehow we've been somehow hypnotized. I don't know.
Right.
But what they're thinking, if I can just bend it a little bit, nobody will see the damage I'm doing.
Right.
Well, it's kind of got to the point where everybody's kind of waking up and seeing all these crimes against humanity, all these suicides.
That's right.
You see, Brother Mitchell, they've been telling these little girls and their boys, and they bought into it.
That's right.
And then when they get a little older, they realize the mistake they made. You know what happens? They don't want to live no more.
That's right.
They're keeping this hush-hush. But these ones that's been lied to, Sarah, been told that they're really a girl, really a boy, they're taking their life.
Right.
They don't want to live the lie.
Right.
They bought into it, you know, by being innocent. You know, Adam and Eve didn't know they was naked till they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they saw they was naked, the very first blush that ever was, it probably caught the garden on fire. But they made them some aprons out of fig leaves. I'm down there trying to cover up their nakedness. And you know what? These children in the same dilemma. They've been told a lie, and now, buddy, their eyes have been opened to the fact that they made a mistake, and they don't fit in, and they can't fit in, and they don't want to live, and they're taking their lives.
That's
right. Buddy, somebody's going to answer for that.
Yeah, that's right. Sure will.
Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, gosh.
He took a 3-month leave of absence from maternity. He's a man.
He got paid for it.
Sure he did.
3 month leave of absence while him and his partner, I guess we'll probably get in all kinds of trouble today, Brother Ed.
That's okay.
While him and his partner took maternity leave because they adopted a child, because you can't get one without a man and a woman.
Right.
They adopted a child. They're trying to make believe that their parents, that he's a mother, and he took, simply took 3 months maternity leave.
Yes, he did.
Let me tell you something. God's not mocked. Now, we might be mocked, but God's not mocked.
Right.
Sarah, are you a registered nurse? She's an LP. She knows better than nonsense, don't you?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, I mean, be honest with you. Nature knows better than that nonsense.
That's right.
He's supposed to be Secretary of Transportation. That's why you got so many sinkholes, bridges falling in, potholes. I'm talking about, buddy, put the wrong one in charge. But what they're doing, by doing what they did, Brother Eck, they're setting the precedent for something else.
Right.
See, this is going somewhere. They've got a plan. Yeah, I'm glad I'm getting out, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
Man, this nonsense, I'll tell you what, this ain't Kansas no more.
No.
But this nonsense shouldn't be here in the first place.
Right.
But Sharon, it's not going away.
No.
And America, or the blush, it won't, but over to. America's rich. And they're thriving upon that rich. You know, they're robbing us blind.
Yeah.
They're robbing us blind. Right now, buddy, they're robbing you.
Yeah.
Man, you know, you can't. Now, they got it fixed where you can't trace them. They trace you. Yeah. Boy, you make a dollar and you don't pay tax or whatever, they'll find you, buddy. But you forget about all of these earmarks and all these, trust funds and all of that.
Yeah.
All of them are, buddy, just money depots, all they are.
Right.
They want Mother's Day to include men. Now, that's not happened yet, but it's coming.
You're right.
Yeah, we're celebrating Mother's Day today. And I thank God for the mothers that are here.
Amen.
But they want Mother's Day to include men.
Yeah, God.
I mean, we're sick in the head.
Yes, we are.
Now, listen, it's bad enough that our government's sick. But our churches are getting sick with this nonsense.
Uh-huh.
I love these people. Bring them. Put them right here. Front row. Put them right up here. I don't care. Bring them in. I ain't got a bit of problem. If they stand to preach the Word of God, y'all think old Brother Andy's preaching hard today? Bring them in there.
Amen.
But I'm telling you what, I'm a called God. Called man of God preacher.
Right.
I preached on the streets of Columbus, Ohio. I preached on the public square of Glasgow, Kentucky for 10 years. Bring them on. Yeah, I'm going to be a problem.
Amen.
Yeah, if they got any high level on me, leave that. I want them to know the love of God. But I also want to know about the judgment of God. And you know, that God's not nothing to laugh about. The Bible says God is a consuming fire. It's a fearful thing falling in the hands of living God. God's not something to laugh about. They're kind of like making sport of God like he did Jesus while he's down here. And Jesus allowed him to make sport of him.
Because
he had to die for our sins so he could save our soul. So I'll tell you, he allowed it, amen. But they're going to have a rough day, buddy, when they stand and give an account. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6. It's a very strange verse. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6. It says, ask ye now and see whether a man doeth travail with child. That's over the top, buddy. You say, how can that be, Brother Eddie? Well, scientifically, it can't be.
Right.
You know how it can be, Sister Joanne? See, you got to have a woman that identifies as a man, and then you can have a man bring forth a child. That's what they're going to do. You write, it's not been announced. You write it down. It's coming. They're going to have a woman. She's going to probably have a butch haircut, flat top maybe. I don't know. But Miranda, she's going to identify as a man. And she's going to become expectant or pregnant. She's going to carry that baby and they're going to say a man now has given birth to a child. And now we're going to include men in Mother's Day. I'm just telling you, just rubbing it in your face. That's all that's going on.
That's how they're going to do it.
Amen.
Brother here, they let the cat out of the bag. Right. You wait and see if I'm not telling you right. That's how they're going to do it. See, this mistake, in this case of mistaken identity, they think you can walk on water. But I'm telling you what, there is a judgment coming. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible talks about woe unto them.
Yes.
They call evil good and good evil. There's a lot of woes in the Bible. I never rode a horse much, but when I did ride one, Brother Mitchell tried to take me under an apple tree. I pulled back on and ran and said, whoa, and it didn't whoa, and I bailed off of it. I was pretty young back then, but I could take it. I just rode there more times. Got up, and all I had was a grass string for a harness to guide it with. But that horse, I tell you, it took me straight to that apple tree, and I realized we wasn't both going to make it underneath that apple tree, and I bailed off for a moment. I took my chances right there rolling across the ground there, Brother James. That horse didn't want me on its back, and I didn't want to go underneath that apple tree, amen. But the Bible says, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good. That's what they're doing today.
Yeah.
Right. You know who the terrorist group is today? Christians.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We're the biggest threat to America.
Yes, we are.
You and me.
Yes, we
are.
We're
a threat.
That's right.
What am I getting wrong here? Oh, Brother Eddie, I love sinners. Hey, I can identify with drunks. I used to be one, Brother Daniel. And, you know, I'm sitting there watching this country be destroyed. I'm going to say this, I shouldn't. Politically being poisoned. Our leaders are corrupt.
Yeah,
the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
Right.
But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn.
Yes.
I'm seeing these people, they're going to the graveyard for Mother's Day, and it's not a normal death. It's where their mother's been murdered. It's where, you know, something along those lines has happened. And I'm telling you, brother, there's a price for that kind of stuff.
Right. You're right.
Now, my mother's out there at Memorial Gardens there in Glasgow. My dad's right there right beside her. They both feel their days. But there are other mothers, it's a little different. You know what? The Bible says, he that been often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed.
Yeah.
And that without remedy. I'm going to go God's way.
That's
you
right.
Go ahead and go the way of the ungodly, you won't prosper.
That's right.
The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful,
right.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, and his leaf also shall not wither. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff driven by the wind, therefore the ungodly shall not prosper. That's Psalm chapter 1. That's some good advice from God.
Yes, it is.
You want to be blessed? Blessed is a man.
That's right.
That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yes.
They don't go down that path of lies, Brother Eric.
No.
They stay with the Word of God.
Amen. That's right. Good,
you know, I'm glad God gives us a decision, gives us the right to make a choice. I chose Jesus 34 years ago, and I'm still going with Jesus, Brother Daddy. Best choice I ever made, amen. A lot of people, they may not want to make that choice, but the Bible says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I didn't know what I was missing out on, Brother Benjamin.
That's right.
I've been in the buffet line now for 34 years since going in.
Right.
I've been suffering with Jesus.
That's
only bad I got, I wish I'd done it sooner, Brother James.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my, what a mess it's become down here trying to go without God.
That's
they don't want nothing to do with that Bible.
No.
They don't want nothing to do with God.
That's right.
They're going to have something to do with it, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
Oh my.
Yep.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, Brother Jimmy.
Yeah.
Says, as it's appointed unto man once to die,
yeah.
After that, the judgment. They're going to get their school lesson then.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I can just imagine them standing before God. Sound like my old lawnmower, Brother James. What do I sound like? Amen.
That's true.
Yeah, sound like my old lawnmower. Oh my. I thank God for my mother. I still remember Sister Joanne, my mama coming back here in my bedroom, and I was probably 7 or 8 years old. We knelt down there by my bedside there, Sarah. Here's what we pray. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Mm-hmm. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul will take. See, they had them bomb drills back then. Just got out of World War II. Right. The fear of being bombed was still pretty predominant. And that fear was a good thing. It caused us to pray. Mm-hmm. Then we pray, God bless you, Grandpa, mm-hmm. Papa Ed, Mama May, Aunt Jen, mm-hmm. Uncle Kid, all of them. We go down that long list. And we prayed. Mom instilled in me as a little boy to pray.
Yeah.
It was at my bedside at 9,000 Evan Road, Brother Eric, that I prayed and asked the Lord to save an old drunk named Eddie Wade. Boy, I tell you what, he didn't just hear that first prayer. He heard that one. And to my amazement everybody else, he saved me, Norma.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still making a mark on this world.
Yeah.
They still call me a fanatic. I still,
amen.
You know, man, we're going to be preaching tonight.
Amen.
We're going to be preaching tonight another message on the last days.
Yeah.
We'll be preaching out of the book of Jude, and the message title is called Having Not the Spirit.
Amen. Wow.
That's what the problem is today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I hope you get to come tonight. Father, we thank you for this message, for this privilege, Lord, for the time afforded us, Lord, to deliver, Lord, the Word of God. Lord, on a day, Lord, such as this, Mother's Day, Lord, we thank you, Father, for your blessing upon our efforts. Lord, help us, I pray, to always be a blessing, to be obedient, Lord, and to be, I pray, a Lord, a jewel for your crown. Lord, I pray. We'll thank you and praise you, Lord, for all you allow us to do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to ask everybody to stand. I'll get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon. Looks like Brother Danny's going to help him. I'm okay with that. That's wonderful.
Amen.
Man, that's one thing we need. We need helpers. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I like seeing that parking lot filled in revival. I hope it continues that trend. Amen. Hallelujah.
Number 119.